by one of our 200-plus DXL stores or shop DestinationXL.com. Built to fit. Built XL. DXL.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Protesting the new embassy in Jerusalem. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Thousands of Palestinians rushed to the border, and they protested, angry the U.S. is recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, clashing with Israeli troops who opened fire, preventing border crossings. Palestinian health officials say at least 18 protesters were killed, hundreds are injured. Dedication for the embassy is being moved from Tel Aviv, and it's in 1 hour. Fox's David Lee Miller is there.
The U.S. delegation includes President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, her husband, Jared Kushner, who's presidential advisor, and the Treasury's Secretary Steve Mnuchin. The Israeli Prime Minister said this is, quoting him now, a monumentous time. President Trump is making history, and our people will be eternally grateful.
This will be remembered the way we remember the proclamation of Harry Truman, who recognized Israel.
Ambassadors from Britain, France, and Germany will not be there today. They oppose moving the embassy, supporting the Palestinians who have cut ties to the Trump administration. They want East Jerusalem as the capital of their own state. It's happened again in Indonesia. More suicide bombers from one family blowing themselves up outside of police headquarters. All four attackers were killed, but a little girl who was with them survived. Another family bombed three churches yesterday, killing eight people. There's even more lava flowing in Hawaii, leading to new evacuations. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has this live.
Dave, the Kilauea volcano has caused another fissure with gases and lava and loud explosions. This one's about 1,000 feet long.
Mom's just moved here from Oregon about a month ago, and her house burnt to the ground.
Now, that's near the Leilani Estates neighborhood, where more than a dozen other active vents have opened in the past week. Nearly 40 homes and businesses have been lost to the lava. The U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says those new fissures will likely continue, Dave.
I'm telling you, the new Avengers movie, number one a third straight week at Infinity War, now the fifth highest grossing film of all time, $1.6 billion. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
We're getting an update from Palestinian health officials who now claim it's at least 26 of the protesters who've been killed in clashes with Israeli forces at the Gaza border. This in demonstration against the new U.S. embassy being recognized in Jerusalem. Days after the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, President Trump tweeted, "Remember how badly Iran was behaving? They were trying to take over the Middle East. Now that will not happen." And he's pushing for a new nuclear deal.
I do anticipate there'll probably be some sort of retaliation by Iran.
Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, our European allies who didn't want the U.S. to pull out are trying to get their companies exempted from new U.S. sanctions on foreign investment in Iran. In less than a month, President Trump will sit down with North Korea's leader in Singapore, hoping to get Kim Jong-un to give up his nuclear weapons.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday if Kim Jong-un gives up nukes for good, the U.S. could help develop infrastructure in North Korea.
Private sector Americans coming in to help build out the energy grid,
as well as invest American agriculture
so they can eat meat and have healthy lives.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on CBS Face the Nation.
Be the best money we ever spent.
Senator Graham warning if the past is any indication of the future, the U.S. will have to watch North Korea like a hawk. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
An ex-con who cheated death behind bars again.
Isaiah McCoy was sentenced to death in Delaware in 2012, but was given a new trial and found not guilty of murder in 2017. And he enjoyed the limelight that came with sharing his story after he left Delaware's death row a free man. McCoy gave speeches to Innocence Projects, anti-death penalty groups, and lawyers' associations. But less than a year later, he's back in jail in Honolulu, where prosecutors say McCoy was running a sex trafficking ring, forcing young women into prostitution. McCoy says once again he's accused of a crime he didn't commit.
That's Tom Rigotti. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
And a good Monday morning on ESPN 93.5 with our local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach her staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Let's visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Road work to be aware of. One lane of Prospect Avenue between LaSalle Drive and Fairway Drive is closed starting this morning. Work will be done by Friday. This is just the northbound lane. Illinois is losing jobs to Indiana. The News Gazette says Rockwell Automation, which makes automated manufacturing products, is closing two locations in Champaign. More than 200 employees might be losing their jobs. A spokesman said the employees will have the chance to apply for similar jobs at the Indianapolis plant. Rockwell Automation is opening a new distribution center there. If you've been to the restaurant chain Chili's, your credit or debit card information might have been stolen. The company announced on Saturday that they recently learned that some of the guests' payment card information from certain restaurants was compromised. Chili's said it believes the breach was limited to between March and April of this year. It has not said how many people might have been affected. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Yes, since my book, Let's Make It a Habit, came out, I have been leading in-person workshops in various types of businesses, including for-profit, non-profit, and academic institutions. I teach audiences how to deal with negativity using humor and compassion. I present a realistic approach to instilling good habits to get the good things back in our lives, while also focusing on ways to learn daily habits that help us overcome negativity and move forward.
Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. And good morning to Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Partly cloudy with a high near 91 today, 66 hour low tonight. The average temperature for May 14th, high 73. Right now, the temperature is at 70, though. We've got a high of 82 expected tomorrow with an 80% chance of showers, down to 60 at night. Up in the mid-80s, really, for the rest of the week and down to around 60 at night with that chance of showers. Again, 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, it is Monday. Welcome. Good to have you listening. Professor Alan Sachs, professor, University of Texas at Arlington. Are you all done for the semester, Professor?
We're all done except for students asking, why did I make that grade? And I tell them, because you didn't do well in the class, you know. But many of them cannot quite incorporate that.
Okay. Well, you could also do, I'm sorry you've reached Alan Sachs. I'll see you in September. I'm not available.
I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm going to Hawaii for a vacation.
Oh, are you really?
No.
Oh, darn.
I'm going to, a lot of people would like to push me in the volcanic pit. I understand that. But I'm not going. I'm not going. Some of those photos from Hawaii are really scary.
Oh, boy, they really are. All right, I wanted to start with the violence in Jerusalem and the moving of the U.S. Embassy. I must admit, I do not understand the vitriol and the angst over this. What is the history, and why is it so offensive to move our embassy to Jerusalem?
That's a great question. There's always a background to all of these stories, and a lot of people do not know them. The Gaza Strip, which is now in flames, apparently, the border between Gaza and Israel, a lot of people have been killed, a lot of people wounded, thousands trying to ram a fence going into Israeli territory, and Israel is not going to allow it. They're throwing over flamethrowers and flaming kites and everything else you can imagine to Israeli troops. Gaza at one time was run by Egypt. It was Egyptian. But as the wars changed the face of the Middle East in 1967 or 68, I forgot when the so-called Six-Day War was, Israel defeated Egypt and many other Arab countries and took over Gaza. They actually occupied it for a while. Then, of course, the Gaza residents said to Israel, get out, we don't like you. And Israel left. In fact, there were some greenhouses in Gaza Strip, in what was called the Gaza Strip, that the Israelis had developed into really quite amazing scientific enterprises, hydroponic gardening of tomatoes and other flowers and things like that. And they got out of the Gaza Strip. Those greenhouses were immediately torched and destroyed. And so Israel getting out of the Gaza Strip did not cause any more peace to happen. In fact, it escalated the violence to what we have at the present time. Jerusalem, of course, is a very holy city to a lot of great faiths, but a lot of people in the Middle East and throughout the world do not believe that Israel should have it as its capital. And so there's rioting in Gaza. What is interesting to me is that in much of the other Arab world, the Arab nations surrounding Israel, and by the way, Iran, which has its hand in this in many, many ways, but I'll get into that. But the Arab, and Iran is not an Arab country, which makes it even more interesting. But many of the Arab nations surrounding Israel that were at war with Israel, literally at war with Israel for most of its history and before, they're fairly quiet about this. They may be saying, we don't like it, we don't know what's going on, but they're fairly quiet. It is the Palestinians and the Iranians that are apparently really upping the violence. So the Middle East, the whole atmosphere of the Middle East has been transformed very, very dramatically.
Yeah.
And Iran, of course, is the major reason why Saudi Arabia, many of the other Gulf Arab states are now saying, you know, fairly quiet. They're using Israel, in fact, as an ally against Iran. It all gets very, very complicated, but we have a lot of violence, especially in Gaza this morning.
Wow, there's so much history, and it sounds like we just don't have enough land mass for the amount of people trying to fit into a very small area of the world.
You know, you make an interesting point. There are refugees all over the world. They're on the Texas border, where I am today, as a lot of people know, from Honduras and Guatemala and other places. And the world is full of refugees. That's not good. It shows the turmoil that's been going on in the world for many, many years. But many of these immigrants are taken in by countries, the United States being one of them. But it seems like that in the Arab Muslim world, they do not want to take in the Palestinians. And when they do, after some violence breaks out, they kick them out. That happened in Kuwait. It's happened in Saudi Arabia before. So there are refugees out of wars. That happens, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
But you wonder why many of the Arab countries do not absorb many of their Palestinian brethren, but that's another story.
Professor Alan Sachs, okay, North Korea, what does Kim Jong-un want?
It looks like he wants recognition. He wants a lot of economic aid, and he's probably going to get that from the United States if indeed he really dismantles and eliminates all of his nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. If he does that, I think, and we'll know that early part of June when President Trump meets with him in Singapore in the early part of June. But I think that's what he wants. He wants recognition, and maybe we can have even a reunification of South Korea and North Korea. That would be an amazing turnaround and a big plus for President Trump. But again, it's too early to go that far, but that could actually be the end result.
All right, so in the interim, he'll say, I dismantle, you give me $50 billion, I rebuild
That's
North
right.
Korea. I mean, when you take the teeth out of a snake, can they defend themselves?
And we need verification. You know, as everybody knows, that very famous phrase by President Ronald Reagan, you know, trust but verify. And that's exactly, I think, what we need to do, verify what's going on. Because under past administrations, Democrat and Republican alike, there have been great promises made by North Korea, and they haven't come through with them at all. This time, I think they have to come through. And I believe the Trump administration is going to look at that very, very carefully.
At the very least, Kim Jong-un could drag this out for years, right?
He could. It could. But I think this meeting in June in Singapore could be a real turning point if indeed it is done correctly and we verify it. And it's possible that their economy is suffering so much. And maybe Kim Jong-un, it sounds like a person has constipation almost when you talk about that name. But no offense, of course. But it could be that he really wants to turn things around, that he wants to be known as a great peacemaker. Mm. And that's happened before in some countries where they've been dictatorial, and all of a sudden they want to be known as something very different in history.
Interesting.
That is an outside possibility.
Always a pleasure, Professor. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's greatly appreciated.
It's Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science at the University of Texas at Arlington. Okay, lots going on. 18 dead, 500 injured at the Gaza Strip this morning. That's the news we get. We'll get more from Fox bottom of the hour. Hey, coming up, Brett Baer, Fox News anchor from that 5 to 6 o'clock news hour. If you've never seen him, I think it's the best news hour on television. And it's not, you know, a personality-driven show. It's a news show. And it's really, really good. Brett Baer will join me at the bottom of the hour. He's got a book called 3 Days in Moscow. And we'll talk about Gorbachev and Reagan and the historic events that happened in their fourth meeting. It essentially led to the fall of the Soviet Union. Real history coming up bottom of the hour. Okay, 7:16, we check our sports headlines on ESPN 93.5. Diane?
San Diego ended up beating the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3 yesterday. You heard the action on ESPN 93.5. They'll start a series against Minnesota tomorrow night. Right now, we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday in San Diego, Clayton Richard, the Padres starter, was on. Adam Wainwright, the Cardinals starter, was not.
Really tough start for Wainwright. He had a career-high 6 walks in the game, did not have a lot of command. He threw 79 pitches in just 2 1/3 innings, so certainly Richard better than Wainwright. Cardinals did give a finish to the game. A good couple of at-bats by Harrison Bader late, a triple and a home run were really all the Cardinals' offense.
And the final was 5-3 for the Padres over the Cardinals. The Padres won in 13 on Saturday night, then 5-3 yesterday. And the Cardinals have a day off today here in Minneapolis and will play the Twins 2 games beginning tomorrow night.
Cardinals need to find ways to score more runs. They need more spots in their lineup where there aren't opers going on. Mike Matheny may juggle that lineup a bit more.
It's Jack Flaherty making the start tomorrow night, coming back from the minors. He's 0-1, and we're on the air at 6:15.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Chicago White Sox prevent a sweep, 5-3 winners over the Cubs. The Cubs will start a series against the Atlanta Braves tomorrow. The White Sox have the day off today, too. And Michigan prevented a sweep as they won 5-4 over Illinois in 11 innings. But we win the series 2-1. Now we'll gear up for the Big Ten tournament and host Nebraska on Illinois Field coming into the weekend. Illinois tennis, 4-0 winners over Vanderbilt. Now TCU is next at Wake Forest as we gear up for a tournament Friday at 3. Illinois golf at number 11 seed today in the NCAA tournament in Columbus, Ohio. Speaking of golf, Webb Simpson, I guess Tiger Woods had a pretty good round there at Players.
He played wonderful awesome. Saturday and Sunday. Webb was just ridiculous, unbelievable, and I don't think you'll ever see TPC Sawgrass at Ponte Vedra ever play easier. Steve Stricker again at $92,000.
Okay.
But Webb Simpson, $1.9 million as a 270 four-stroke winner at the Players' Championship. Ponte Vedra, the famous 17th Island Green. It was an amazing, just incredible performance by Webb Simpson. Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A little on the overcast side right now, but partly cloudy. Chance of precip at 20%. Today's high near 90, down to around 86 tonight. 80% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow with a high 82, low 60. Up to 84 on Wednesday and Thursday with some afternoon showers that could come our way. Low around 60 at night. We're
currently at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute this morning brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group. LLC.com. Fox News anchor Brett Baer coming up here in the next 15 minutes with his new book, 3 Days in Moscow. Stay tuned for that. It's Monday. It's May 14 and 7:20 now.
From the Fox Business Network, Facebook has suspended around 200 apps. Reuters says it's the first stage of its review into which apps had access to large quantities of user information. The apps are now being investigated. Facebook is not saying whether the apps actually misused any information. Sony is buying part of the company that owns Snoopy and Woodstock. Sony Corp will pay $185 million for a stake in Peanuts Holding. The rights for the comic strip and cartoon are owned by DHX Media. It still owns the majority of the business, and after the sale, the estate of Peanuts creator Charles M. Schulz will own 20%. The Dow Jones Industrials added 91 on Friday, the NASDAQ dropped 2, and the S&P gained 4. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster, ServPro, at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at ServPro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Yeah, Brett Baer will be coming up, Fox News anchor. I'm kind of a fan. I really think he's good. Very, very good. Brett Baer on his new book coming up in 10 minutes, ESPN 93.5. Hope you had a great weekend. Campus is quiet.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to all the University of Illinois grads. Grads all around, really. Yep. Class of 2018 worked hard.
We did not make Memorial Stadium's massive graduation. The weather held up, however.
Yes, it did.
And we did go to the half of engineering at State Farm, which meant, I don't know, 2,500 names being read. That's quite a few.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, in engineering and that area, they're not Bob Smith. There's a lot of names. I thought they did an outstanding job with the pronunciation.
Right.
There's a tremendous Asian community, a tremendous Indian American community.
That's right.
There's a lot of folks, and they were wonderful, I thought, with the names, which kind of an area I think about because I'm kind of in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was well done. It was great. So State Farm Center air conditioning, just really nice. All good there. Then, how many pictures at Alma Mater? Line was out to Green Street. Everybody trying to get a picture. We took ours Wednesday.
Okay. She looked good in the cap and gown.
Yeah, and Red Grange, we went over there, and the darn wind ripped that kind of up.
Oh, shoot.
So Red had kind of a nightclub look with one shoulder exposed and the other one covered with the cap and gown.
Nightclub look. I like that.
Kind of that off-shoulder look. So it was just too darn windy. I'm surprised Red's cap stayed on. But it was, you know, it's just a great weekend, a whole bunch of pictures. Nathaniel got his master's in civil engineering and construction, which is quite an accomplishment. It's hard.
The pictures are a very important part of it. On social media, I was hearing some pushback about not thinking through your next step after graduation. Where do you meet the grad in the cap and gown? And if you haven't talked about that, are they going to be with friends, getting their pictures, or do you meet somewhere?
We were in constant and text communication. So
that's good. That's oftentimes in a school like Unity, you know, you can't get the text. We just have bad signal.
Okay.
All the
time. If that happens, that's a tough one.
It is. Yeah,
that's a tough one. But it was really, really fun. We went to the president's house. They have free lunch. Very well done. Mm. They know how to do that.
How do they know the number on that?
Well, I think they just take the year before. Okay. Everybody's invited.
Yeah.
It just, you know, how many come? 500,000 people, 500. Then you line up, you have a picture with the chancellor and the president.
Nice.
So we stood in line. Nathaniel had a picture, and Christian and Benjamin jumped in. Gracie had to be out of town. But anyway, we had a picture. And then Janet, my wife, said to the chancellor, we think we're the only ones at the University of Illinois that had four in at once. And the chancellor said, you might be right.
Wow.
He'd not heard of four tuitions in the same year.
Ouch.
Yeah, that too. So then the chancellor said, email me. And I said, Janet, email him and just say, remind him of the tuition waiver he promised, which I've added on, of course.
Right.
And he met 1,000 people. You said email me about the tuition. No, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
I said, well, he said email me. Maybe he meant that. Anyway, it was really cool to meet President Killeen, Chancellor Jones. And they stand there for hours with people coming up. They're wonderful with it. They're so cordial. And if you think about, you know, hey, good, thank you, great, yeah, over and over. That's
right.
It's cool. So I walk through the president's house. That's always neat. Beautiful. So it was great. Fun weekend. Hope you had a good weekend. All ready for the week ahead. And here we go into a new week. And it's middle of May. And you can park on campus. And all of those towny things and notes that we always are cognizant of. Very
exactly.
Very quiet for our campus businesses. So support them. Because, man, oh, man, if you're running a business, your rent doesn't go down in May. It doesn't go down in June either.
Right.
So this is where our campus brethren ought to contact me and have me talk about what they've got going on, because of all of our listeners, we could get a business, man. It's just quiet, and you could hear the proverbial. So help campus business today if you can. Okay, if you're within 10 years of retirement, thinking and planning for your golden years can seem daunting, even overwhelming. For help getting started, focusing on retirement, what is retirement? I guess the definition is you leave what you're working on for pay. And, yeah. Okay, anyway, I'll finish this.
But then you have a new chapter. Are right.
You got 30 years left.
Uh-huh.
For help getting started and focusing on retirement, Busey Investment Services and Busey Wealth Management shares the following 6 tips. Reassess living expenses. Are you downsizing? What you got? Consider all income sources. Manage your taxes. Pay off debt and power up savings. Account for health care. Save as much as you can now. As you prepare for retirement, these are just a few of the factors to consider. Make the process easier by breaking it into smaller categories. Use the years ahead to plan accordingly. The professionals at Busey Investment Services and Busey Wealth Management will take the time to understand you and create a sound investment plan for your goals. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com today. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value, no bank guarantee. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. When you say retirement, though, I mean, what do you think?
Wrapping up the job that I've had for years and years.
And then what? Why would you wrap up the job you have for years if you like doing the job you've had for years?
Right.
And we like our jobs.
Well, many times the company is ready for you to retire because of that, you know, salary that's gotten kind of large.
It's true, but, you know, it's not like you're the ones that die retire and sit. Then you die.
I know.
And if you want to die, sit.
You got to keep moving.
Well, it's interesting because you hear it from about 100% of the people. When you retire, you get busier.
Yeah.
there are so many opportunities because you're free and you got your pension or hopefully a pension, something coming in to sustain you. And a lot of times it's maybe not as much as you were making, but then you get another job.
That's pretty much been the case for my husband, Mike, who was at Krannert Center for 27 years.
Yeah, so you get that, then you work again because, again...
Pick up some part-time gigs.
Yeah, if you're in law enforcement or something and you retire at 55, you've served there 30 years.
You can do all kinds of security jobs.
Well, you're 55,
right.
And you're young, and you got your pension. I mean, that can work out fine, but... The say retirement, you envision, well, then you're at a point where you do have a little time, and then you have a little money, and then you're hoping you have health. Because if you wait too long, then you've got to see the doctor too regularly to travel or what have you.
Right.
Because that happens. The bottom line is look forward with anticipation and plan things and have stuff going on. That's the key. 7:30, Brett Baer, Fox News anchor, next. ESPN 93.5 on this Monday morning at 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter calls it a great day for Israel. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox,
I think this is a moment of history. And I think President Trump has made history.
At least 26 Palestinians, though, are reported to have been shot and killed, with more than 900 wounded by Israeli troops at the Gaza border, protesting the United States moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem today.
The embassy relocation today had Hamas calling on Palestinians, Hamas controls Gaza, to come to the border and essentially cross the fence. The Israeli government has told Palestinians that if they do so, the consequences could be lethal.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Jerusalem. A family of five carried out a suicide bombing at a police headquarters in Indonesia. An 8-year-old girl survived. Her parents and two others did not. Nobody else died. 18 people, including six bombers, died in another family suicide attack at three churches yesterday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Serious injuries in a shooting in Champaign early Sunday. A 21-year-old Danville man was found with gunshot wounds when police were called to the area of East Armory Avenue and South First Street. He had attended a party and had been walking back to his vehicle with friends when that shooting happened. Police say the victim was the intended target. Illinois is losing jobs to Indiana. The News Gazette says Rockwell Automation, which makes automated manufacturing products, is closing two locations in Champaign. More than 200 employees might be losing their jobs. A spokesman said the employees will have the chance to apply for similar jobs at the Indianapolis plant. Rockwell Automation is opening a new distribution center there. The financial website WalletHub says Illinois is among the best states to be a police officer. Tribstar.com says Illinois ranks 7th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Yeah, that Rockwell story where we lose another 200 jobs in this town, well, because Rockwell found a better path in Indiana. Have I said that before?
I know it.
I'd like to know what Rockwell's saving by going to Indiana. I bet it's a bunch. I mean, that's just the adverse effect of having a dysfunctional political body, which we kind of have here. Hey, on our bus trip, I met GW, who owns Timberworks. If you need tree work, you go to Timberworks 217. This weather update sponsored by Timberworks 217. Call for a free quote at 217-260-8522 or find them online at timberworks217.com. From tree trimming to stump removal and clearance, Timberworks 217 will take your tree service to new heights. Timberworks217.com.
All right, we've got a high of 90 expected today. 66 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 20%. We've got some clouds now, partly cloudy conditions by this afternoon. An 80% chance of thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow. Otherwise, some clouds at a high 82, low 58. Up to the mid-80s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, down to around 60 at night with a chance of precipitation in the afternoon at 40%. Right now, the temperature's at 73. ESPN. 93.5.
Well, Nathaniel's working for Young Life in Canada, so they drove. They went that direction and left Sunday morning. So Saturday night, I had the brilliant idea trying to fix the USB cord and check the fuses.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
No, you can't. You can do that on a 56 Chevy, but you can't do it on a 2016 Odyssey.
Okay.
Anyway, so we checked the fuses, and of course, it was a bad cord. Nothing wrong with the Honda. And then I mean, all kinds of lights are flickering on and off. So I call Honda BMW of Champaign, drivechampaign.com. And Ben Quattrone got his guys, because his service had closed, Saturday night. And so Travis Duncan called. He's the head of service and walked me through. And essentially, when the fuses go up and down, in and out, you check to see if they're busted. I actually know how to do that one. You just go, okay, so this one's fine. And anyway, but it powers down different areas of the vehicle, like lights and wipers and stuff. And so they're confused because somebody messed with them. And I never should have messed with them. It was a bad cord. It had nothing to do with USB. The bottom line is Honda BMW of Champaign was there for me Saturday night, and they'll be there for you. They are local. They are all about service. They are a Honda President's Award-winning outfit. It's Honda BMW Champaign. DriveChampaign.com. DriveChampaign.com. And hats off to Travis Duncan and all the fine people at Honda BMW of Champaign. Again, drivechampaign.com. Find them off Neil at Borough Washington Savoy. They are all about that service. Make sure you visit if you are in for a new or pre-owned vehicle. They'll take care of you. Ladies and gentlemen, very happy to welcome back to our program. He is the host. Special report with Brett Baer, the best news hour, 5 to 6 Central Time on Fox with us here in Champaign-Urbana. It's Brett Baer. How are you, sir? Great to have you back to the show.
Hey, Stevie. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I'm trying to figure this out. You have a very wonderful family. You're out there golfing. You're with your wife on Mother's Day. You're doing all of the things you should be doing. You're doing special report. Then you what, sit down at 10 at night and write books?
It's a lot of caffeine. I actually do write at night. That is my time. I'm a night owl, and I've been fortunate to have this great team of researchers that has come up with some great stuff, and I'm really proud of this latest effort. You know, we did that first one when I talked to you about 3 days in January about Eisenhower and the last 3 days of his administration, and found some amazing stuff that hadn't been uncovered, and then kind of use that to bounce back and show how Eisenhower gets to that farewell address. And this one used the same format, but it's about Reagan and the last summit in Moscow between Reagan and Gorbachev, the first time an American president would be on Soviet soil, and a speech overlooked at the time that he delivers to Moscow State University students. And I use those 3 days and the culmination of that to bounce back and look how Reagan gets there in that really important moment in history.
Mm. Ronald Reagan, Mikhail Gorbachev truly liked each other, didn't they?
They did. They had a great personal relationship. Tense at times. Both of them walked away from the table a couple of times, but wrote to each other, joked with each other, and remember, this is a president, President Reagan, who had been delivering speeches about communism ending up on the ash heap of history and the Soviet Union as the evil empire. I mean, really aggressive things that people at the time were saying he's a warmonger, he shouldn't be saying that stuff. He delivers the speech at the Brandenburg Gate, tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev. That made heads explode in the State Department and then all over the place. And yet he sees in Gorbachev a person that he can have a relationship with and negotiate in good faith. So he jumps at the opportunity.
How do you think Soviet historians are looking at this, Russian historians? Was it a ultimately good thing that happened to the Soviet Union, now Russia, or would they say we were better together?
Well, I think there is a part of Vladimir Putin that is hungry for the old Soviet days of Soviet Union expansion and looking back at that time. But I do think that the people themselves have benefited from coming out of the darkness of communism. And that's one of the principles that Reagan always dealt with, which was communism is never going to work in the long run. So he talks to these students. I want to talk to you not about the realities of today, but about the possibilities of tomorrow. And he paints the picture of a Soviet Union that is engaged with the world. You could, just like Eisenhower in his farewell address, you could deliver the speech he delivers at Moscow State University today, and it would still have a similar impact.
You know, our system's not perfect, but I believe it's the best by far in the world, given freedoms, waking up, deciding what you want to do with your life and your day. But certainly, a lot of people slip through the cracks around here, and people pound on it politically. But America's still got it going on from the standpoint of opportunity, the way we treat all people. I mean, people, I don't know if they realize how great a country we have, Brett.
Yeah, and that's part of the attractiveness about Reagan, is that he always knew that America was amazing. He truly believed it was the shining city on the hill, and every chance he got, he spoke of this love of his country, not in a cheesy way, but in a real way. And when he's delivering this speech to Moscow State University students, he kind of delivers that, and in part a message to these kids and to that country, but in part a message to our country. Realize what we have and cherish it.
Yeah, and he believed it. As you say, he was authentically, absolutely in on all of that.
Yeah, he really was. And listen, there'll be many people who, you know, criticize different aspects of the Reagan presidency. And that criticism's in here as well. But this is a look at the man, how he gets to this moment. And the last chapter, Stevie, in the book is called The Last Word. And I look at the current moment and all the challenges that President Trump is facing. There are some similarities between the two. I mean, Reagan came in, he was the Hollywood star who, you know, critics said he was just speaking lines. Trump comes in as the billionaire businessman, who reality TV star, who says or tweets something every day that makes Washington's heads explode. And both of them underestimated. Obviously, totally different personalities in the way they deal with things. But there are big, big moments that are happening that we should see as they're happening. One of them is going to be June 12th in Singapore.
Right, yeah. Hey, you'll be there, I bet, huh?
I will be there.
Wonderful. Brett Baer, great book, 3 days in Moscow. Last question, how is Paul's swing?
He's working on it. He's in U.S. Kids Golf, and I'm the caddy when I can be. And I think it's tougher. It's tougher to be the caddy.
Yeah, I think you're right. There'll be a day someday, not yet. He's probably going to beat you. I know you're a very good golfer. I watch you at the Pebble Beach stuff. You looked great.
He's going to. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, awesome. Great job, Brett. I tell you every time, the 5 to 6 hour, people get wrapped up in Fox and the personality stuff. This is a news hour that I think is totally fair and balanced. If people have not seen it, 5 to 6, it's the number one rated for its slot. Keep up your great work. I really appreciate having you on.
Hey, thanks, Stevie. I appreciate it.
Brett Baer, Fox News. He's the anchor, chief political anchor, and host of Special Report with Brett Baer. It's on Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 Central Time. 3 days in Moscow is his book. You can buy it everywhere here on ESPN 93.5. 7:43, sports headlines coming up.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at gulliffordservices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors, from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units, and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois Portable Toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call Max, 217-359-7293.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign and officially get to a better state with State Farm. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today. All right, we check our sports headlines now. ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
Well, seems like all our favorite teams just short of the series sweep yesterday. For instance, Illinois lost to Michigan 5-4. Tim in Farmer City says it's still huge that the Illini baseball team got 2 out of 3, and that sets them up well for the NCAA tournament resume.
Yeah.
It was 11 innings yesterday, 5-4 with Michigan on top. And again, they're gearing up for the tournament. Illinois men's tennis, with their sweep of Illinois against Vanderbilt, 4-0 was the final yesterday. Wake Forest Friday at 3, they'll take on TCU. All right, on to baseball, where we had San Diego beat St. Louis 5-3. We'll get our Redbird recap right now.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday in San Diego, Clayton Richard, the Padres starter, was on. Adam Wainwright, the Cardinals starter, was not.
Really tough start for Wainwright. He had a career-high 6 walks in the game, did not have a lot of command. He threw 79 pitches in just 2 1/3 innings, so certainly Richard better than Wainwright. Cardinals did give a finish to the game, a good couple of at-bats by Harrison Bader late, a triple and a home run were really all the Cardinals' offense.
And the final was 5-3 for the Padres over the Cardinals. The Padres won in 13 on Saturday night, then 5-3 yesterday. And the Cardinals have a day off today here in Minneapolis and will play the Twins 2 games beginning tomorrow night.
Cardinals need to find ways to score more runs. They need more spots in their lineup where there aren't offers going on. Mike Matheny may juggle that lineup a bit more.
It's Jack Flaherty making the start tomorrow night, coming back from the minors. He's 0-1. And we're on the air at 6:15.
Yeah, the Cubs have only lost once since the Cardinals series. The Cubs have only lost once since the Cardinals series. They went 5-1 this week, something like that, and last week. And then Cardinals have lost 4 times. They're 2-4 after Yadi's unfortunate injury when we were there visiting on that Saturday, a week ago Saturday. And the Cardinals are then. Dexter Fowler is batting .150. Getting $80 million in his contract, and he's just not producing. Matt Carpenter's not even playing. He's just, I'm pretty sure I could do what he's doing right now, and that's striking out. So he played one pinch hit over the weekend in San Diego. So the Cardinals are kind of struggling, hanging in there. Milwaukee's in first. The Cardinals and the Pirates are half a game out of first, and the Cubs are 1 game out as this incredibly tight at the current moment Central Division continues.
NBA playoffs continue. Boston over Cleveland 108-83 yesterday, and the Celtics are on top 1-0. In NHL action, Washington over Tampa Bay 6-2. Capitals are up 2-0. Webb Simpson held off Tiger at the Players Championship.
Well, among others, there were nobody really got close. They got it within 4 or 5 shots. I mean, it was unprecedented, historic, that a guy goes into the Players on Sunday with a 7-shot lead. And so he's kind of, you know, hanging in there and just trying to get pars because he's so far ahead of everybody. I think it closed to 4 at one point, and that was about it.
Let's hope for good things with Illinois golf in Columbus, Ohio today as a number 11 seed. 115 U of I athletes now have their degree.
11 seed? I don't think they're an 11.
Number 11, it's a...
There's only 14 teams.
Okay.
Maybe 11 in the whole country or something. But okay. I think they've got to be probably a 2 at this region. Anyway, they'll play, and frankly, in golf, it really doesn't matter where you're seated because you can get hot and win or lose. But Oklahoma State's in the region. They just got to get top 5. They're trying to win it, but top 5 gets to the national championship again.
It says number 11 ranked Illinois
ranked,
men's
but
golf
not seed.
Will this, travel to Columbus.
Okay, 11.
Okay, gotcha.
Golf Stat has them 11
seed.
Or 12.
Okay.
That's all right, and they're going to be one of the top teams in Columbus. And then again, that doesn't matter where you're. Golf, among probably any other sport, is probably the least important because you get hot. I saw the 64 beat the 1 when Tiger lost a match play years ago from the 64th seed. Golf is seedings are very like whatever because it doesn't matter. 11 ranked Fighting Atlantic could totally win the national title this year. CMI, CMIclean.com. Go there to get all your janitorial supplies. They've got it, CMIclean.com. I was there working with them several weeks ago, and they've got all the cool gear. In fact, where was I? I was at a grocery store, and they had one of their big old CMI machines with a guy who was sitting on and riding it like
nice.
I did.
Nice. That's the way to do your work.
I'll tell
you. Work smart.
Yeah, cleaning that floor. Excuse me. beep, beep, beep. Yeah, watch out.
You want me to do that, sir?
Yes,
I'm a hard-working man.
And I know how. Just hit the pedal. I can do that. It's CMIClean.com. Say hey to Betsy and Brad Parks. Call 359-6262.
We're at 73 now. That's typically the high for May 14th. We're up to 90, down to 66. Chance of precipitation at 20%. That bumps up to an 80% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow with a high 82, low 58. 84 the high Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with a 40% chance of showers. Right now, again, 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, talk more about that historic June 12th meeting in Singapore. Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump will talk about that coming up after 8 for a few moments. Okay, so we were talking about Rockwell closing their plants here in Champaign-Urbana, direct result of Illinois politics and how expensive it is to do business in our state. They're moving to Indianapolis, and people that work here, if they want to move and apply, they can apply in Indianapolis. Such a shame.
It's pretty sad state when people are going over to Indiana.
Well, Indiana is so friendly. I mean, check their tax rate, corporate tax rate, property tax rate, personal tax rate.
Dang it.
You go to, why wouldn't you live in Florida? They don't have a state income tax. Why wouldn't you go to Texas? They don't have a state income. Louisiana, no state income tax. Think about what you pay in state income tax, thousands of dollars, right? So you need to assess where you are in your own state, and Illinois has not been very good.
And a text in to 359-2255. Someone please make Illinois great again. And then there's a picture
here.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on, sir. That is politically, that is hate speech, sir. How dare you allude to Donald Trump?
Don't wear that hat on campus.
Don't be, actually, you know, when Alan Dershowitz, strong liberal, says, hey, you have got to allow both sides to speak. You ought to be able to wear a red, make America great again. Well, right now, particularly since campus is empty, you'd probably get away with it just fine.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Here's another text. It's so cold in Illinois, I saw Mike Madigan with his hands in his own pocket.
Okay, where's that rim shot when we need it? you can text in 359-2255.
By the way, a winner at last week, texting in, Jacob Vibbert just picked up his Illusionist tickets. That show's
tomorrow night.
Yeah. At State Farm Center.
At 7:30 for you folks that did win tickets from us.
He's very grateful for the tickets.
How do you make America, Illinois great again? I mean, we're probably going to elect J.B. Pritzker. Does he not look and sound like Rod Blagojevich? He's heir to the Hilton fame.
Yeah.
So you got billions and billions. Bruce Rauner has billions, but I don't think billions and billions.
Yep.
So it'll be the most expensive gubernatorial race. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was disappointed in Bruce Rauner on the abortion thing that he flipped on. But I just don't know if you can get anything done.
We're just not getting stuff done.
You can't get it done if you can't get any House or Senate control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Republicans have had that before, but I can't think when the last time. It's Mike Madigan. The state runs through Springfield and Mike Madigan. There's no question about it.
Yep.
And there are a lot of people that like Mike Madigan. But if you look at the state, you can say, gosh, if this is a report card, how's Illinois doing? And it's not very good. Mm-mm. Under anybody's eyes. It's not very good. And J.B. Pritzker's ad is, I've got to save the state from all the wrong things that Rauner and Trump are doing to us. I said, what is that? What are Rauner and Trump doing?
Yeah, look at unemployment right now.
You can't look at Illinois and think anything but Michael Madigan. It's just John Cullerton's the head of the Senate. But, I mean, it's my way, and if that's the way it is, that's the way it is, and if people don't change it by voting, it stays the same. But look at Illinois and all the rankings and say, is that good or bad? And you're going to say, gosh, objectively, that's not very good. We're not very good. Maybe we ought to elect other Democrats, something different, because it's not working. We're not very good. Last time we had a balanced budget was 1998. We don't function. And the end result is we continue to pound the deficit, and then we got to be higher taxed. What would our tax go up? 50%, 100%, whatever our income? It's going to keep going. We don't have enough money.
Tech saying Indiana is 10 times the state of Illinois is.
Well, now I've got a little more pride than to
me too.
I think Illinois.
That's Hoosier country over there.
Listen,
are you crazy?
We have a great state. We're politically dysfunctional. I don't think anybody objective could argue with that. And whose fault is it? It has to be the Democrats' fault because they control it and they have forever. So if you put the Republicans in power, let them see. If it fails, put the Democrats back in. But it'll never happen because that guy's my guy. And I would love my guy because he got that new town hall for my town. Oh, well, it's great. See the bathrooms in there? Yeah, so we've got issues. Mm-hmm. Join ESPN 93.5 live on location with the Champaign County Association of Realtors Saturday, June 2nd for the Family Fun Day, Orpheum Children's Science Museum, downtown Champaign, mm-hmm. June 2nd.
Bounce houses, games, face painting, yep. Food, drink. We're all part of it.
ESPNCU.com for details.
Uh-huh.
We shall break for the Fox News here, top of the hour of violence in Jerusalem as we open our embassy there. All that just ahead. 5 till 8. Good morning.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point.
Peter Burns, Marcus Spears. We always judge the Cowboys on Aikman, Emmitt
90s.
Smith, right?
Yeah.
That was the team. Now, the question is on whether or not Dak Prescott is going to be that guy. Guys are getting paid right now, and it's crazy to me that he makes $650,000. The same as Brandon Allen. Remember the old Arkansas quarterback?
This is a pivotal year for Dak Prescott in the Dallas Cowboys organization. And this is a discussion that I have with a bunch of my Dallas Cowboy fans, a bunch of guys that I play with, a bunch of people in the Dallas Metroplex area when I'm having these conversations. Dak had a great year one. The next year, Dak played pretty good. I don't know if that gets you to the realm of a Matt Ryan, a Aaron Rodgers. Pretty good gets you a Blake Bortles. This is a year where not only is Dak trying to get paid, this is a year where the Cowboys franchise takes a turn.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $29.99. Or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more, plus $10 savings after mail-in rebate. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Thorn Kids and free typically don't go together. Luckily, every Wednesday at Rosati's Pizza, get 2 free kids meals with any $25 purchase or more. Pizza, pasta, salads, and more options will satisfy everyone's craving. Dine in only. Kids 10 and under, please. Then on Friday, don't freak out. Start your weekend off right with a 4-topping 16-inch thin crust pizza from Rosati's Pizza in Urbana for just $23.15. Saturday, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti, just $6.95, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Salad, breadstick, and drink extra. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, or 328-2334.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. There's no better place to buy all your trees, flowers, mulch, and rock than Country Arbor's Nursery. 30,000 perennials and hundreds of thousands of annuals right here in Urbana. And we don't order in our trucks. Our perennials and annuals are grown within feet of where you're buying them. Millions of plants, bulk rock, and mulches, and delivery and or planting on everything we sell. And if you'd like to leave everything to the pros, Country Arbors has a full landscaping service as well. There's a reason why we've become Champaign-Urbana's favorite garden and landscaping center. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery in Urbana or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash in Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
CitizensForPain.com.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lippman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days.